Detritus's massive brows knitted.
You loony bastard. What you make of this? He said.
Sendivoge stared from Detritus to the paper. Cuddy was struggling to get around the troll, who was almost completely blocking the doorway.
What you go and call him that for?
Sergeant Colon, he said.
I could make a hat out of it, said Sendivoge, or a string of dollies, if I could get some scissors.
What my colleague means, sir, is can you help us in our inquiries re the writing on this alleged piece of paper here?
Said Cuddy.
That bloody hurt!
Sendivoge peered at him.
Are you watchmen? He said.
I am Lance Constable Cuddy, and this, said Cuddy, gesturing upwards, is Lance trying to be Constable Detritus. Don't salute. Oh!
There was a thump, and Detritus slumped sideways.
Suicide squad, is he? Said the alchemist.
He'll come round in a minute, said Cuddy. It's the saluting. It's too much for him. You know trolls.
Sendivoge shrugged and stared at the writing.
Looks familiar, he said. Seen it somewhere before. Here. You're a dwarf, aren't you?
It's the nose, isn't it? Said Cuddy. It always gives me away.
Well, I'm sure we always try to be of help to the community, said Sendivoge. Do come in.
Cuddy's steel-tipped boots kicked Detritus back into semi-sensibility, and he lumbered after them.
Why the crash helmet, mister? Said Cuddy, as they walked along the corridor.
All around them was the sound of hammering. The guild was usually being rebuilt. Sendivoge rolled his eyes.
Balls, he said. Billiard balls, in fact.
I knew a man who played like that, said Cuddy.
Oh, no. Mr. Silverfish is a good shot. That tends rather to be the problem, in fact.
Cuddy looked at the crash helmet again.
It's the ivory, you see.
Ah,
said Cuddy, not seeing.
Elephants?
Ivory without elephants. Transmuted ivory. Sound commercial venture.
I thought you were working on gold.
Ah, yes, of course. You people know all about gold, said Sendivoge.
Oh, yes, said Cuddy,
reflecting on the phrase, you people.
The gold, said Sendivoge thoughtfully, is turning out to be a bit tricky.
How long have you been trying?
300 years.
That's a long time.
But we've been working on the ivory for only a week, and it's going very well, said the alchemist quickly, except for some side effects which we'll doubtless soon be able to sort out.
He pushed open a door. It was a large room, heavily outfitted with the usual badly ventilated furnaces, rows of bubbling crucibles, and one stuffed alligator. Things floated in jars. The air smelled of a limited life expectancy. A lot of equipment had been moved away, however, to make room for a billiard table. Half a dozen alchemists were standing around it in the manner of men poised to run.
"It's the third this week," said Sendivoge gloomily.
He nodded to a figure bent over a queue.
Mr. Silverfish, he began.
Quiet, game on, said the head alchemist, squinting at the white ball.
Sendivoge glanced at the score rail.
21 points, he said. My word, perhaps we're adding just the right amount of camphor to the nitrocellulose after all.
There was a click. The cue ball rolled away, bounced off the cushion, and then accelerated. White smoke poured off it as it bore down on an innocent cluster of red balls. Silverfish shook his head.
Unstable, he said. Everybody down.
Everyone in the room ducked, except for the two watchmen, one of whom was in a sense pre-ducked, and the other of whom was several minutes behind events. The black ball took off on a column of flame, whiffled past Detritus's face, trailing black smoke, and then shattered a window. The green ball was staying in one spot, but spinning furiously. The other balls cannoned back and forth, occasionally bursting into flame, or caroming off the walls. A red one hit Detritus between the eyes, curved back onto the table, holed itself in the middle pocket, and then blew up. There was silence, except for the occasional bout of coughing. Silverfish appeared through the oily smoke, and with a shaking hand moved the score point one notch